himself, he remembered that boy. He had had some recurring dreams. He dreamt that he was going to be put to death, which made him realize that there were a lot of worthwhile things he could do if he were to be set free. In another frequently occurring dream, he thought he could give up his life to save others. After all, if I were going to die anyway, it might as well do some good. There is little doubt that the appearance on the scene of a young woman was a major turning point in Hawkins' life. This was Jane Wilde, whom he had first met at the party. After he came out of the hospital, the two of them began to see a lot more of one another, and a strong relationship developed. It was finding Jane that enabled him to break out of his depression. As predicted, during his first 2 years at Cambridge, the effects of the disease rapidly worsened. He was beginning to experience great difficulty in walking, and was forced to use a stick in order to cover just a few feet. With the support of walls and objects as well as sticks, he would manage, painfully slowly, to move across rooms and open areas. There were many times when these supports were not adequate, and he would turn up in the office with a bandage around his head, having fallen heavily and received a nasty bump. Meanwhile, his speech rapidly became first slurred, and then very hard to follow, and even those close to him were having difficulty understanding what he was saying. Nothing slowed him down, however. In fact, he was just hitting his stride. Work was progressing faster and better than it ever had before. Crazy as it may seem, ALS is simply not that important to him. Of course, he has had to suffer the humiliations and obstructions facing all those in society who are not able-bodied, and naturally he has to adapt to his condition and to live under exceptional circumstances. But the disease has not touched his mind, and so it has not affected his work. More than anything else, Hawking himself would wish to downplay his disability and to give his full attention to science, for that is what is really important to him. Having come to terms with ALS and found someone in Jane with whom he could share his life on a purely personal level, he began to blossom. The couple became engaged, and the frequency of weekend visits increased. It was obvious to everyone that the two of them were truly happy and highly important to each other. Jane recalls, "I wanted to find some purpose to my existence, and I suppose I found it in the idea of looking after him. But we were in love." For Hawking, his engagement to Jane was probably the most important thing that had ever happened to him. It changed his life and gave him something to live for. Without the help of Jane, he almost certainly would not have been able to carry on or had the will to do so. From this point on, his work went from strength to strength, and Sciama, his superior, began to believe that Hawking might, after all, manage to pull together the different threads of his PhD research. It was still touch and go, but a wonderful chance was just around the corner. Glossary. Able-bodied. Adapt. Adapt to.